Well, God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We've been a little delayed in giving a message, a little interruption with sickness. But we're back again, and we are continuing to teach the Word of God, to share the good news of Jesus Christ, that it's not by works, but by faith that we are saved. But this journey of faith doesn't guarantee a great, prosperous, peaceful journey. Now, I don't know how many hundreds of times we have explained what faith is. Faith is action based upon a belief sustained by confidence. With that definition, you can put your faith in anything. You can put your faith in a green light that at the red light, the other driver is going to stop. You can put your faith in a teacher. You can put your faith in your circumstance. You can put your faith in anything. Faith works. But what God talks about, what saving faith is acting on the promises of God. And I want to tell you that 90% of faith is courage. 10%, all that other stuff, and I don't even know what that 10% might include, but suffice that to say. I want to go to some passages in Scripture today and looking at courage. Now, unfortunately, the King James, in their translation, make this mistake, and there are many others. I still use the King James Bible because I still find it to be the most honest, at least when the translators are adding something to the original language, they let you know by putting it in italics, letting you choose whether it should be there or not. In this case, I just have lack of understanding why they would choose to translate these passages the way they have. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 9. Speaking of Jesus, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came unto his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith. Before we go any further, our faith can influence God to act on someone else's behalf. Don't stop praying. Jesus said, men ought always to pray. Pray God's will, but you can pray. These people had the faith of Christ, and the faith in Jesus, that they brought a man of palsy to him And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. Whoa. Here's a guy sick, and Jesus is talking about forgiveness of sin. Maybe, just maybe, what we think our greatest problem is not as, or how do I put this? This guy was sick. He wanted to be healed. Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven. Maybe we ought to concentrate on the important things, on the most important things. But let's go on and read the passage. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or arise and walk, but that ye may know the Son of Man has the power on earth to forgive sins, then he saith to the sick of palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine own house. And he arose and departed to his house. Not only does Jesus have the power to forgive sins, but he has the power to heal sickness. Now, what was I getting at with regard to King James translators? It says, Son, be of good cheer. No, that's not what Jesus said. He said, be of good courage. The Greek word being translated cheer here is tharseo. Tharseo. And it means to have courage. Fear can keep you in a foxhole. Courage gets you out of that foxhole and keeps marching forward toward the purposed goal. What's the purposed goal of this life with regards to God? It is to have eternal life with God. Sickness, as well as sin, is no impediment to God's will and his power. Let's look at another example. In the 20th verse of this same chapter, it says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. And Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Now, this same word, Tharseo in the 22nd verse is being translated comfort. The word is courage. Have courage. Now I want to point something out here. The consistency of Scripture. Last week we taught on Psalm 91. And that second verse of that psalm says, I will say to God, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Romans 10 says, with the heart, man faitheth. With the mouth, declaration is made. Here, this woman said, had the courage to say, if I touch his garment, I shall be healed. We don't need to fast for 10 days to get God's attention. We don't need to go to church every day. We don't need to pray the rosary every day. We don't need to do all that religious stuff. We just need to speak to God of His promises. One of His names is Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord that healeth thee. We have the evidence of the testimony of Isaiah in chapter 53, wherein it says, and by his stripes, that is, the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. We need to say to God, we need to this is faith, taking God's promises and speaking them with confidence. This is courage. God can take care of guilt. God can take care of sickness. Well, Don, I understand. I'm with you. I've got over that part. I understand that in Christ Jesus, all my sins were laid on him. That set me free. Well, what about the next adventure? Let's go to the 14th chapter of Matthew. After Jesus fed the 5,000 men, it says, so you add women and children, it was a lot more. It says 5,000 men beside women and children. 22nd verse says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up unto the mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good courage. It is I, be not afraid. Fear of the unknown. Be not afraid. Be of good courage. Well, wait a minute. God told us to go out onto the boat. Didn't he know what was coming? Yeah, he knew what was coming. Even when you're doing the specific will of God, fear can come upon you. Fear of the unknown can come upon you, but be of good courage. Subsequent to that, you know, Peter challenged, and the challenge was answered by Peter walking on water. Let's read it. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou double think? Now, I want to tell you something. I'm talking to myself. You just hopefully happen to be beneficiary recipients of what I'm preaching to myself today. Literally, what Jesus is saying is, why did you doublethink? He had the courage by the word of God, by Jesus acknowledging it was that they were afraid of, and once they knew it, their fear was gone. And one so courageous, even though questioning, said, you know, Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And he came and he walked on water. I guarantee you, Peter walked on more water than any man, you or I, or woman have ever known. But he began to doublethink. Oh, look at the water. What if I sink? Oh, what if he lets me go? Oh, no. And he cried out, Lord, save me. And Jesus caught him. Now, in this journey of faith, I have, on occasion, found myself double thinking. But I have the words of Jesus. Be of good courage. Let's go to another passage. John. 16th chapter, 33rd verse. Jesus has been talking with them throughout the 14th, 15th, and now 16th chapters. We don't have time to go into all of them, but we're concentrating on a mistranslation of the word tharseo by the King James translators, wherein they translated this word tharseo to be cheer rather than courage. And Jesus, finishing all this talk with them, he says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. This word peace means in Christ we are set together again with him. But he goes on to say, in the world ye shall have tribulation. How many times have you been to church where the pastor or the teacher or the preacher told you, cheer up, saints, things are going to get worse. In this Christian life, in this world wherein we are but pilgrims and strangers on a journey, tribulation is part of the trip. But, Jesus said, be of good cheer. No, he didn't. He said, be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Is trouble interfering? With your faith in God? Is trouble interfering or causing doubt in the promises of God? Be of good courage. Jesus has overcome the world. Two more passages. And hopefully that will be sufficient, not only for my encouragement, but your encouragement, that is, to have courage will suffice. In the 23rd chapter of the book of Acts, Paul is facing a mob. And in the 9th verse it says, and there arose a great cry. And the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part arose and strove, saying, we find no evil in this man. This is Paul being judged. But if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God. And there arose a great dissension. The chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them. I hope you heard that. Pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from among them. They had to drag him out of that mob. They were about to tear him to pieces. And to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good courage, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. Promise of God. Circumstance where his very life was about to be taken. And God says, be of good courage, Paul. You've testified of me in Jerusalem. You'll also testify of me in Rome. And did he? Yes, he did. By courage. And even having that promise of God, of Jesus Christ, on that journey to Rome, in chains, on a ship, Let's read the passage. Acts 27, 14th verse. But not long after, there arose against it a great tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which, when we had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strike sail, and so were driven. And we, being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship, they tossed everything out. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should have been saved was taken away. When all hope is lost, let me give an interpretation. When all hope was lost, then came the word of the Lord. And we go to the 22nd verse of this 27th chapter, and it says, and now, Paul speaking, and now I exhort you, be of good cheer. Come, you know, if you read and understand what these men were facing in this wild, tempestuous sea, they were scared out of their wits and lost hope. But Paul said, and now I exhort you, be of good courage, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. And you go on and read the story, and all men on that voyage men's lives were preserved. God is faithful, and he does what he says. And as we walk in this journey of faith, there oft times will require courage, 90% of faith, grabbing hold of those promises in spite of circumstance that seems to deny it. When all hope was lost, then came the word. Don't be. I'm not going to say that. Oftentimes, we find ourselves in circumstance wherein we are discouraged. But Jesus says, whether it be sin, a recognition of our sinful state, whether it be sick, whether it be a fear of the unknown, whether there be trouble in our lives, Jesus says, be of good courage, Don, and all the rest that hear this message. And that's the God School for today.